now time for the East End Report with our own Robert DePiro. It's brought to you by the Triangle Pub. Good to have him back. It's regular return for the families and individuals. Eastport's tourist mecca. Nightly dinner and tap room specials. The NFL package. Full menu. Only the best seafood around. I kid you not. Eastport's Triangle Pub. LI News Radio's Robert DePiro. Sir, how are you?
Jay, good morning. This was, I read in the New York Post this morning. I guess it was 30 years ago, maybe 35, the Jets moved to the Meadowlands. They have of course, they also built a training practice facility. And the rumors always were that their facility was located on an ancient burial ground. And the assistant coach, maybe 15 years ago, 10 years ago, says, I think this is why we're cursed. So you see the news about the new Jet quarterback who will lead the team to the Super Bowl in this season. Name is Trevor Siemian. Remember that name, people. As Sam Darnold out with mononucleosis, and they know he's going to be out quite a long time.
Yeah. Mike Casale shaking his head. Same old Jets. Same old. I tell you, this team can't get out of its own way. Now, Le'Veon Bell has a shoulder injury. Sam Darnold out with mono. He's probably out 4 to 5, 6 weeks. Who knows? That's something you can't mess around with.
Wide receiver Quincy Enunwa. He was their best pass catcher. So they've lost their three big components.
Probably Enunwa's injury could be career threatening. It just goes on and on and on. You're probably right. They're gonna need like an exorcism of some kind. I mean, this team can't get out of its own way. And what's the old saying, Rob? It starts when you cut the fish's head off. What does it say? The stench is from the neck downward or something of that nature. You know what I'm talking about. This is about management. Okay. This is about ownership. And until the Jets fix the problem there, they're going to be the same old Jets. You know, a lousy pick of the head coach. We said that way back. Gay should never have come into play as a head coach. It's just tough. I feel bad for. Listen, I've got a lot of friends who are Jet fans. I can't even mock them anymore. It's so old already. This stuff.
Well,
it's so old.
Anyway, they got to get them. They got to move that practice facility. It is now proven to be true. It is over a cursed burial ground. So it's time to move it. Anyway,
They should have built a stadium in Queens.
Yes.
10 years ago. That's where they should have. Forget the city. Remember that whole thing with the city and everything else? Should have built the stadium right next to Shea.
That's where they won a Super Bowl back in the days when the Beatles showed up in America. But go back to Queens.
All right, let's get to it. Where we start here? Go ahead.
Well, bail has been made by 42-year-old Flanders resident Patricia Tennant of Flanders. If you remember, we mentioned that last Friday, the shooting of her husband three times last week by Patricia Tennant happened at around 9 p.m. on Pleasure Drive at their residence. She then took off with her 3-year-old, and that sparked what would have been the next morning the Amber Alert that people were getting. It turned out that their child was located at a relative's house, so she is claiming domestic abuse as the reason she shot her boyfriend, I think, three times, I think in the chest twice, and once in his arm. The boyfriend's name is Andrew Silas. There's been a lot of shootings in Riverhead in the past week. We talked about the Northville Turnpike one. I believe that there are 4 shootings in a 10-day span in the Riverhead area, and then this one in Flanders.
No doubt, and I'll tell you, the end all here was a good one. Could have been a disaster with his 3-year-old. But she was found safe last Friday morning, And Tennant turned herself into authorities. That's what her, Vanessa Tennant, that's where her name, she turned herself into authorities at Southampton Town Police Headquarters. So it ended good because you have the safety of a three-year-old in place, thank goodness, here.
Correct. Thomas Murphy, we learned the other day, he has a new attorney. And apparently that apology that he read in court in front of Judge Fernando Pacheco, what was it, like 6 to 9 months ago, where he apologized for his, you know, his actions, wasn't written by him now. That's what his new attorney, Stephen Politi of Central Islip, is has stated, and that now is delaying the start of this trial. Who knows how long, probably a month is my guess. If you remember last September 30th, that horrible incident where McMorris ran over some Boy Scouts on Wading River, that road in Manorville that's just north of the LIE, David Terry Road. And during the incident, 12-year-old Andrew McMorris of Wading River was killed in the incident.
Listen, I don't care who wrote what, did what. The fact of the matter is, this drunk got in his car, a 2-ton bullet, and mowed down Boy Scouts and killing a 12-year-old. I mean, that's really what it is. There's no defense. There is no defense at all with what Thomas Murphy did, okay? He's going to have to take his punishment here. Listen, you want to plead not guilty and everything else, so you're going to get more tacked on. The fact of the matter is his keys should have been taken away. They weren't. He got in his car and drove haphazardly, thus killing a 12-year-old boy. And tell that to his family. Who cares about, you know, who wrote what? Was it a letter of apology? Didn't write. I don't really care about that, you know. Let's just let's get this trial in the way and get some closure, okay, for the McMorris family here. That's key.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even really. You have to come up with some defense, I guess, if you plead guilty. You can't just, if you plead not guilty, you have to come up with some kind of strategy. So now with I was wondering what that was going to be. Now that he has a different lawyer, well, now I guess that's what the strategy is. He's going to end up with 25 years in prison when this is all said and done. That's the maximum.
So what he's trying to do, ladies and gentlemen, is create an aura of murkiness here because he didn't write the letter that was stated. Therefore, you know what? The charges should be thrown out. I mean, come on, please. The fact of the matter is this guy was drunk. She never gotten in his car. Let's go to another story. This one's making me sick.
Shoreham Wading River, you know, they have an exceptional program. You're aware of what happened with the coach being suspended for the time being. There was that brawl on the field. I guess it was a scrimmage, if I'm not mistaken, a couple weeks ago. So Aiden Smith, who led the Wildcats to a county championship his first year as head football coach last year, the district has removed him. This was after an August 30 scrimmage at Islip High School. The player on Islip, the parents of that player are claiming that Coach Aiden Smith put his hands around their son's neck and was shaking him left and right.
And is that true?
Is Wading River football team is standing up for their coach.
And now, if it's true, no question. Can't put your hands on a kid without question. Now, the thing is, what I would want to know is their video. Because a lot of these things are always taped. Is there video that actually shows Aiden Smith doing this, Rob?
I think there has to be, right? Whether it's a scrimmage or a game, a camera is always running up in the, you know, in the press booth, in the announcer's booth, or even shortly below it, or from a crane. So this will be decided by the video, correct? Which almost there has to be.
You know, listen, the one thing you cannot do ever, and listen, I was a coach way back myself, okay? You can't be, you never put your hands on a kid. You never do that. And if it's true, then the guy shouldn't be able to coach for a very long time. You know, it's just uncalled for. You can't do that. And, again, go to the videotape. Let's see if it's accurate. That would be my first course of business here. As this district continues to invest these allegations. Let's head over to West Hampton Beach. Some of the Main Street business owners, Robert, getting an unwelcome change of plans, and that being from the Suffolk County Water Authority. What's that all about?
Yeah, well, the construction firm is called Sand Pebble Construction. So they are the one that's going to be doing the reconfiguration. They're going to be putting a traffic circle on the south side of Main Street that essentially leads you to Potunk Lane and it leads you to the beach. Sometimes there's a little traffic, a little buildup, but it's not the easiest left to make to go to the ocean. Then they're going to have one installed by Main Street and Library Avenue. And that's a weird intersection currently, but Suffolk County Water Authority has to come in first to replace aging water mains. So, you know, they're being summoned in because it's necessary. But to drill everything apart and, you know, seeing that the water mains are aging added 2 weeks to what was insisted upon a hard, firm deadline. When the Water Authority notified the village, like, we're not going to get this done. That we need 2 extra weeks. Is it going to be beginning of this project or after? If you do it in May, you run into the risk of having it hit into the Memorial Day weekend, start of the summer season. So the work was supposed to, Main Street, by the way, is going to be shut down for the most part for the next 4 months. It's supposed to happen December 30th. Now it's going to be December 15th.
Worst timing possible. Worst timing. Everybody flocks out to that neck of the woods for the fall. So much happening, festivals and everything else. That's a tough time to have this. You know, quite frankly, if I'm a business out there, I'm ticked off. I mean, you can't possibly. Listen, no time is a good time. But to me, fall season. Now, you could say the summer, but you know what? People still flock out there. Fall season, nothing like it out in the east. That's a tough one there. All right, let's head to the district of Riverhead. Facilities, I guess, are in need of a major upgrade to the, talking about the school district, folks, to adjust to the district's population growth. Talk about that for a second, Robert.
Yeah, I believe, Jay, that this ties in with the decision now not to purchase the Mercy High School property by the district, and I'll get to that in a minute. District officials are basically pitching the bond. It's a $100 million bond proposal that they say will expand the district's current assets. They've had quite a jump in enrollment over the past 10 years. I think they said the student enrollment went up something like 9%. That's kind of a walloping amount to me anyway. Because of this need now for the $100 million bond proposal, well, that cuts into the ability, the plans now to buy the, well, not really dilapidated, but it's been shuttered. What? When did Mercy close? Was it 3 years ago, Jay? Do we know? Mm-hmm. I think it was at least two.
I think it was three, but that's all right.
All right. Well, anyway, because they now have to do, you know, expansions and everything, you know, that goes with the bond proposal, there's probably not a lot left to buy a school. It's probably hard enough to buy a school on its own when you don't have an increase in enrollment. So there were two bond proposals that were pitched at an August 28th board meeting. This is according to a Riverhead News Review. And one included, you know, purchasing and developing the Mercy property. Then there would have been the less expensive one that would not. So $125 million was to buy Mercy, $100 million proposal not to buy Mercy and instead, you know, work on your own existing property. So that is a savings of $25 million.
No doubt. A good one there. Gabreski's getting cleaned up. You have a $4 million cleanup over there in West Hampton. I guess classified as a Superfund site, the whole thing. You have training sessions, but you have some contaminated wells in nearby homes, thus the fix-up there. I'm going to bypass that. The Suffolk County Community College Health and Wellness Facility officially is open now to the public, and we'll end on this. Mr. D is a developer as far as the four-story apartment building on East Main Street, right? According to Riverhead Local, our friends over there. So you have a Huntington developer now looking to build a 36-unit four-story rental deal on East Main Street. That's, by the way, the former Subway sandwich shop site, right?
That is correct. That would just be the latest large structure, four-story building to be added to the town of Riverhead. And, of course, the goal is to really have your village occupied by people who live right there on or near your main street. We've seen the very successful model that Patchwork Village created about really in the last 15 years. So that seemingly, to me, is what the deal is in the town of Riverhead. This would include, according to Denise Civiletti, from Riverhead Local, would have two large windows at the bottom, which would be used for nonprofit organizations. So that's actually, I think, a good addition to this project. So it was only recently pitched, so we will see where it goes from here.
We shall see. Rob's report brought to you by the Triangle Pub. Check it all out in Eastport. It has become a mecca as far as the tourist is concerned. The inner district there, nightly dinner, tap room specials. They have the NFL package. You get all the games. Full menu, only the best seafood around, I'll tell you. Eastport's Triangle Pub. East End Report, Rob DePiro. Good luck with the Jets on Monday night, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, they're going to go up against the quarterback that they actually were going to have to draft once the Browns took Sam Darnold, and the Jets lucked out at the time because Darnold is the man they wanted all along. Only now, this happens. We'll see.
According to Adam Gase, when he was with the Dolphins, he wanted Baker Mayfield rather than Sam Darnold. I'll tell you, I'm only adding to the mess. Thanks, Rob. We'll talk to you soon.
See you next week, James.